that you would just quicken this word and be with us, Lord, take away any nerves, take away any anxieties, and just give them the confidence to preach the gospel in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
So, I got this from my Action Bible, which is a kid Bible, so I would like it if anyone told me if it's wrong, so I can learn from it.
Okay.
One night, Abram hears God speaking to him and says to leave his father's family's country and the false gods of yore. God says to travel to the land where God would show him. There God would make their family a great nation, and all the people on earth will be blessed through it. But Sarai, his wife, thought it would be scary, but they still they trusted the Lord to keep his promises. But when Abram tells his dad, didn't like the idea. So I was thinking, how would his dad feel to not have a connection with his son? No cell phones to like call him. Abram's father said that Abraham can't leave because he's old age, and now Lot was his responsibility. Lot is Abraham's nephew, and Lot's dad died. So Abram obeys by leaving Lord, but disobeys by not leaving his old life behind. People who went with him said it's better to worship all the gods so you don't offend any of them. Abram says it's better to worship, you shouldn't worship the other gods because it offends the one true God.
Amen.
And the people are like, oh, he's so selfish. God leads them to the rich land of Haran. Even though the land is beautiful and fertile, God doesn't want them to settle there. But Abram's father, Terah, loves the new land and wants to retire there. Out of respect, Abram stays, putting off the pursuit of God's promises, and stays there. And then one day, Terah dies, and then Abram immediately takes charge. And someone asked, what are the plans for the tribe? Abram says God has called him to take his family and leave Haran. Becoming nomads, famine spread through the land, and taking his tribe to Egypt for food. Then Abram tells his wife that she is so pretty, Pharaoh falls in love with her, so they pretend to be brother and sister, so Pharaoh doesn't kill Abram, just me. And Abram's prediction comes true, thinking that they are brother and sister. Pharaoh gives them lots of money. I thought about that, lots of money. Abram would be like, hey, I'm earning money. I'd be thinking, how did they get my nephew's money? And then asked Sarai to be his wife. Before they got married, God intervenes to save his chosen family. God strikes the Egyptians with a disease so they would let Abram and Sarai leave in peace. After they escaped, they realized how foolish their plan was. They left with great wealth, but it was a curse in disguise. Abram's nephew was claiming his family should get first choice of the riches. So Abram lets Lot pick a place, and Abram can have what's left of it. And then one night, Abram has a dream that they were going to have kids. And God changes Abram and Sarai's names to Abraham and Sarah. And then... Sarah tells Abram that maybe God meant to have a baby with her servant Hagar. So they had a kid named Ishmael, and that's where I left off.
Very good.